True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would expect to be able to see a lot of players play in tomorrow's game. You would hope that Ohio State would be able to run the offense as efficiently as possible and get some good work in as they venture into the Shoe with a 3:30 kick. To get a little bit more on the Buckeyes, as we do each and every week, we go to the fan hotline. We bring in the man, the myth, the legend from Letterman Row. He is Tim May. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Tim.
Good. The only myth is I'm not as handsome as most people probably suspect. Who listen to this radio show?
Not true.
That, everything else is right on.
All I know is that if I was doing a Western and I was the producer who was picking talent, I would put you in there as a gunslinger.
I would have you, for sure. I thought you would say you'd put me in there as a key grip.
That or a horse.
Hey, Tim, go get that for me. Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The key to this is going to grip that over there. Good job. Thank you,
now
Tim.
I'm envisioning myself in being Once Upon a Time and in Hollywood, being in that, on that set, you know, when they're filming the Cowboys show. Go ahead, though. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh no, I could just see you jumping off a horse, watching your chaps flying in the wind, pulling out your six shooter, and looking at somebody who you just shot and go, and now I digress.
Dang right.
Wow,
that sounds really good for me, man.
All right, what did we learn about the Buckeyes against Texas last week? What did we learn?
Number one, that the coaches know how to handle a first-time starting quarterback, young guy who's talented. Everybody knows he's talented. I'm trying to get my hood up here so the wind doesn't tear this show up.
Okay.
But they know how to handle a first-time starting quarterback. They gave him the plays to run that worked really well. And then maybe rude a little bit the idea that they could have opened it up a little bit more.
Yes.
There were some things to be had there probably. But when you've got the lead – Don't do something stupid. And I thought they did an excellent job with that. And I thought defensively, you know, your native son up there, Arvell Reese, mm-hmm. acquitted himself quite nicely. And then on top of that, they had some nice things set up for him. And they got after Arch Manning. They got after Arch Manning a little bit physically, but a whole lot mentally.
What do you think of Matt Patricia's game plan, Matt Patricia's work, and Matt Patricia so far as defensive coordinator?
I thought he was the big winner last week. Wasn't participating in the game, I thought he was the big winner.
I mean, there were some big plays that Texas was ready to score, and boy, the Ohio State defense was terrific.
I talked to Pete a minute ago. Now I'm going to talk to Repeat. I thought they got after Arch Manning a little bit physically and a lot mentally. That was all Matt Patricia's doing, along with maybe the great magician in college football this year, Caleb Downs, the way he can make you think one thing and then him do another. So I thought they were excellent in that regard. And Matt Patricia clearly had how many months to get ready for that game? And it doesn't look like they wasted a minute. Now the question, are they going to be able to do the same thing to Grambling? We'll have to wait and see.
You have concerns about this, Kendor?
No, hey, their quarterback's pretty nice, though. He's a real dual threat kind of dude that will get after you. But they don't, you know, they obviously don't match up physically almost anywhere on the field from quarterback on down. I mean, Ohio State has the upper hand. That's why you schedule a game like this. I hope that's why you schedule a game like this. I hope you're not trying to tell everybody it's going to be a hell of a game, because it should not be. It could be a great battle of the bands, though, as Mickey Joseph said.
Oh, yeah.
Grambling's coach. So we'll see where that goes.
No, I didn't even think about it. Plus, can we be honest? It's $1 million payout for Grambling, right? I mean, bottom line is this supports – I can't imagine. I'm sure $1 million for that program goes a long way, or for any program. It's not just, like Ohio University. It goes a long way for Ohio University when they play there.
That's why
too.
MAC schools do it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And but here's the thing, man. When you ask these players to play in a game like this, I'm talking about the Grambling players or whatever FCS school. You know, I would think their revenue sharing is not very high. You know,
right?
To begin with, but they should get a percentage of what the team gets for playing this game. That's my true. I've always thought that, but now that it's legal to do that, you know, you should take it probably at least $250,000 of the $1 million and divvy it up with the players.
Or maybe charge the bigger schools $150 million, right? And give $50 million back to the players. I don't know where you went there. I'm just saying you're paying Grambling $1 million. Why not give them, you know, $1.5 million? So that .5 makes it back to the players.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's up to Grambling to divvy it. I mean, $1 million is a pretty good payday, and you know, you don't get that necessarily everywhere you go. But Ohio State with 105,000 seats and revenue, you know, they can afford to buy a home game, which is what you're doing with those kind of schemes. And like Ross Bjork said, they need a minimum. Well, the wind has just picked up here big time. I hope it's not making a bad thing for y'all, but you can afford. You can afford to pay a team like that just because you make so much money on your home game. So that's what it's all about.
And if they really need to, they could always just pick up a GoFundMe and they could, you know, they could have the fans pay for it a little bit more, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not sure. I mean, I watched their opening game. I watched the video of their opening game, and in Freeport, they played in that, whatever they call that classic. And it looked like there might have been 7,000 people there. So. You know, all is not equal in the college football world, as we've always known.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True. All right, I do have important questions like Julian Sand to ask you about and what we saw in him. The bigger question I have for you, though, is with Archie Griffin ringing the victory bell before the game, and John Cooper will do this tomorrow, what do you think of this new tradition?
I put forth on my Tim May show featuring Clay Hall that they could have backed into this. And by back into it, meaning, you know, you had Lee Corso with his final game, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they could have like had Archie pay tribute to Lee Corso by ringing the victory bell of a of a career well done. And then everybody go, hey, that was pretty cool. Let's do that again. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Or they could have had.
That's how traditions are made. Traditions yes. aren't made by, all right, this is our tradition now. You know what I mean?
Cause right.
You've done it once. But I thought it was pretty cool, to be honest with you. And like Russ Bjork's pointed out and others, you know, the tower that the bell's in says vigor, not victory. Mm. Meaning you want to, when you step inside these hallowed grounds, because we all know Jesse Owens ran there, at least when the track was at the ground level. but these hallowed grounds where all these people have played big-time football, et cetera, you know, do so with vigor. And if you win, hey, great. But it somehow or another morphed into the victory bell. So, you know, really, when the tradition was first started is when things got screwed up, not at the end here.
Mm.
But you know what? Before every third down, you hear that dong, dong
right.
over the PA, which, by the way, is cranked up about 40 decibels, way too much now.
And did we not learn
That's
that from
what
Penn?
I would change.
We did learn that from Penn State, though, didn't we? Let's be honest.
Yeah, but it's still ridiculous. So I'm standing there the last 5 minutes of the game down in the southeast corner, and I literally it was hurting my ears. I mean, it was so loud, and then on top of that, the crowd was loud. But you know, what was really loud, was it the PA or was it the crowd? You know, Texas will try to answer that question next year with their own version.
Tim, I'm getting pushed off the air. These guys, one question and one question only. Bo Jackson, okay. Will we see him tomorrow? Yes or no?
I think definitely. Yes, I think okay. definitely.
That's all I want to hear. Thank you.
All right. I think definitely probably. See you guys.
All right. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate you, Tim May. Make sure you're checking him out on all of his podcasts and all those great things that he does. He is Tim May from Letterman Row.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.